AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked if it is warranted Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed a special counsel to look into the discovery of classified documents at President Biden's home and former office.
I'm not going to get into the decisions that was made by the Attorney General. I will say this, and you've heard me say this many times before, this is a president that believes in the independence of the Justice Department.
President Biden acknowledged the documents were found. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says this is
another faux pas by the Biden administration, but treating law differently based upon your political beliefs. Treats one President Trump one way, but treats President Biden a whole different way.
McCarthy says the House should start an investigation. Stocks finished higher on Wall Street, the Dow up 218 points. Following a report, rising consumer prices moderated again last month. Here's the AP's Shelley Adler.
Inflation eased to 6.5% in December compared with 12 months ago. It was the sixth straight year-over-year slowdown. The softer readings add to growing signs that the worst inflation bout in four decades is gradually waning. But the Fed doesn't expect inflation to slow enough to get close to its 2% target until well into 2024. That means the central bank will most likely raise its benchmark rate by at least a quarter point when it meets at the end of the month. I'm Shelley Adler.
A large tornado damaged homes and uprooted trees in Alabama as a powerful storm system pushed through the south. The city of Selma received significant damage from the tornado, according to the mayor, who said a large and extremely dangerous tornado moved through the city. Meantime, a series of drenching California storms are putting a dent in the drought there. More storms are expected this weekend. This is AP News. New data is showing another drop in vaccinations for kindergartners.
Usually 94 to 95% of kindergartners are vaccinated against measles, tetanus, and certain other diseases. The vaccination rates dropped below 94% in the 2020-2021 school year during the first year of the COVID-19 pandemic. A Centers for Disease Control and Prevention study released Thursday found rates dropped again in the 2021-2022 school year to about 93%. Officials cite disruptions to health care from the pandemic and likely decreased confidence in vaccines. Federal officials are starting a new campaign to try to boost vaccination rates among kids. Norman Hall, Washington.
A soccer team in England's eighth tier has granted its main striker leave during the season so he can appear on a new series of reality TV show Love Island, saying Tom Clare has an incredible opportunity for both him and his family on a personal level. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Podsafe the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.